On KZU, I'm David Wittrock. The UN Secretary General recently visited the West Coast, speaking at Stanford and the Monterey Institute of International Studies. There, he made a call for progress on nuclear disarmament to an audience that may be able to make a difference. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
A packed auditorium at the Monterey Institute of International Studies greeted United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. In his speech last Friday, he said nuclear disarmament is off track, and the longer procrastination continues, the greater the risk of weapons getting into the wrong hands.
But our aim must be more than keeping the deadliest of weapons from falling into the wrong hands. There are no right hands for wrong weapons.
Sayaka Shingu sat in the audience. She's a student at the Monterey Institute who has thought about this issue her entire life. Shingu grew up in Hiroshima, one of the two Japanese cities the United States attacked with an atomic bomb during World War II.
Everyday life is surrounded by the tragedy of the attack. Once we go to shopping, we can witness the atomic bomb dome because it is located in the center of the city.
The atomic bomb dome she refers to is the shell of a building that partially survived the attack. Today it stands as a memorial to the victims. Shingu is also the granddaughter of survivors. This, combined with the events on 9/11, fueled her desire to do something.
I was really shocked because I was able to do nothing at the time for the people I really sympathized with.
That eventually led to where she is today, pursuing a master's degree in nonproliferation studies at the Institute. It's the largest major at the school. Dr. Bill Potter is director of the Center for Nonproliferation Studies, where he says role-playing is key to preparing students.
They began to better appreciate how issues look to other countries, whether it's in Iran, whether it's a China, whether it's a South Africa, whether it's a Norway, or whether it's the United States. And so I think it's by expanding their horizons, their mindsets, acquiring greater empathy, that we help to prepare them to play roles in international organizations, in national governments, in think tanks.
It's a technique Secretary General Ban praised in his speech. Education is a key part of his plan for nuclear disarmament and nonproliferation.
The goal must be to learn how to think rather than what to think.
He said the next generation of leaders is being encouraged not to think and learning that nuclear weapons have a role as a deterrent.
Education can also help to refute the claim that nuclear disarmament is utopian.
Sayaka Shingu is ready to work toward a nuclear weapon-free world. She's motivated by the story of her grandparents who survived the atomic bomb attack on Hiroshima. She had hesitated asking them to relive the tragedy until she began her studies at the Institute.
I decided to ask intentionally because we are the final generation to who can hear the actual story from the survivors, then I think this is my role.
And one day, her role will be sharing their story. She says she'll do it when it can lead to a positive step forward in nuclear disarmament. For now, she's headed to the United Nations to start an internship in the Office of Disarmament Affairs. She'll join a long line of Institute alumni. About 150 work at the UN. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.